أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا كتب عليكم الصيام كما كتب على الذين من قبلكم لعلكم تتقون. صدق الله العظيم.
For the success for the human being, the most important thing for a human being to attain success, the role that is fulfilled by this most important thing, the most important thing to fulfill and to attain success, it is with regards to intention. Intention is one thing, but solid intention is another thing. And everything is based on the intention for doing something. When somebody intends to do something, he should have solid intention, firm intention, robust intention. Then Allah Ta'ala's help, it comes to that person. And it doesn't matter how many challenges come on the way, tests come on the way, difficulties come on the way, issues arise, obstacles. But the person who's made the intention, the firm target, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala delivers that person to success. Even in normal everyday situations, this formula is the one that runs. This is the formula that is an operation. And with this formula, people progress in the world. Somebody wants to start up a business or do anything with regards to a worldly action, then first is the intention, the target. The target, the ambition should be firm, solid, that I'm going to achieve this no matter what. So then that person succeeds in the world. And if a person can succeed with this formula in the dunya, in this world, then you cannot imagine with regards to the hereafter that Allah Ta'ala's help comes for that person. So this is a very key point for human beings, for us human beings, that behind every success story, there is firmness of intention, strong intention, solid ambition. Shaitan doesn't allow us to create the ambition, the target, the intention. Shaitan always tries to weaken our ambition and our intention. He knows, Shaitan knows that if this mu'min, Muslim, intends to do something, then he will arrive to his destination. So most of all, the effort Shaitan makes is that he wants us not to even make the intention to do some good action. If a man intends to do a good action, starts to intend, starts thinking, then straight away, immediately, Shaitan will put cracks into that intention. If you see the Tablighi Jamaat brothers, the brothers who do the work of Tabligh, propagation, they say a statement that everyone make intention. Everybody make intention. This is a very important way and important a technique for giving dawah, because Shaitan, he weakens the intention of man. And we think, oh, it's a minor thing, what he's saying. When you think that, for example, that rather than forcing someone, you could say, look, at least make intention that I will come. And then he won't make the intention. Now for us, for example, for not coming, the sign that is given is inshallah. So the other person's under doubt. If he's saying inshallah, he's not going to come or not going to do it. But rather inshallah means that if Allah Ta'ala wills, of course I will do this action. But nowadays Shaitan has put this statement and phrase into our minds that when somebody says inshallah, when we hear that, we think he means that, oh, I'm not going to do it, or I'm not going to come tomorrow. Rather, it's a great dua, supplication, prayer, that a person who wants to do a task, he's leaving it, assigning it to Allah. So to make intention is a very important thing. If the intention is made, if it arises, then that person's on the step to success. So in reality, for example, when a person doesn't become a pious person just by going to the gathering of pious people, but first is the intention that is ignited within. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala automatically has instilled into their dialogue that even the weakest of people who goes, then he starts to intend towards good. The intention, it comes into me, arouses, okay, I should pray salah, I'm going to think about this. These are ways of intending. This is the first barakah, blessing of the assembly of the pious people. As soon as you sit in the gathering of a pious person, Allah gives tawfiq that shaitan would lock him up for quite some time, sealed him off. He didn't even allow the good intention to be born in that person's mind or heart. So the benefit of that gathering of the pious people, the friends of Allah, the first barakah is that a person, for example, who doesn't come to the gathering, he never intends, he doesn't want to go. He said, okay, let me go and sit there and see what's happening. When he arrives to that gathering, to that assembly, then Allah Ta'ala, first barakah, blessing that Allah Ta'ala instills in the gathering, is that they develop an intention. They start to develop an intention. And then obviously once the intention is developed, shaitan is weakened. And then that human being, he gets strength. He gets courage, determination. He says, no, no. Then he gets stronger. He gets stronger. Alhamdulillah, when a person gets strong on his intention, firm on his conviction, and he sticks to it, now I'm going to do this, then Allah Ta'ala's assistance and help comes to that person. And the rewards for this intention, subhanAllah, Allah Ta'ala has said beautiful ways in the Quran, in places that the success of his intention will become apparent and visible. So, the Quran has given us the whole of Ramadan to attain taqwa, to become muttaqi. Now the muttaqi, his first step on the path to become a muttaqi is intention, is to make the intention that when a person, he develops taqwa, makes him a muttaqi, the first step on that journey is the intention, is the target, is the ambition. Yes? To get to the station of a muttaqi, the basic first step is the firm intention, a aim, a plan, the target. That's the first thing that person has to create and make. So this Ramadan gave us the first lesson, because Ramadan is invited towards becoming a muttaqi. Ramadan is developing taqwa, and the fast, the physical fast, the first dawah, the first invitation it gives us after keeping a fast, it is to have the firmness, the good intention, a good aim, a good plan. It gives the invitation towards a good, solid plan. A solid intention. If we don't have this, then the fast cannot make us a muttaqi. How? What we need to see is that Allah Ta'ala has put the barakah into the fast. How does the fast begin? With the intention. With the niyyah. The fast. Now we wake up in the morning. Pre-dawn. We keep the fast. We start the fast, and the first step is to make the intention, the plan, that I am going to keep the fast tomorrow. I am going to observe the fast tomorrow. So you've made the intention, step number one. Now, with that intention, the firm plan, so the intention is made stronger, it becomes firm, and then there's solidity on your plan. And how much do you see that during the fast? Because the fast is teaching us this to become a muttaqi, to develop taqwa. So this is the first step if you want to become a muttaqi. And how does that intention become stronger and firmer? Is that even if there's a fast 20 or 22 hours, if it's hot climate, hot weather, and he's kept the fast, then with this firm intention, strong intention, that individual, he completes that fast. He succeeds in the fast. Doesn't matter how hot it is, it doesn't matter how many difficulties arise, whatever occurs, he says, I'm going to complete this fast. Even if Allah Ta'ala has given an excuse valid, he doesn't let that come into the equation. He wants to observe that fast. Allah Ta'ala has maybe given a way out, some leeway, flexibility. Even then he doesn't want to take advantage of that. Sometimes people become sick during the fasting day. Somebody's diabetic, somebody's got a severe temperature, or some other issue overtakes a person. And some people are older in their age, and they cannot observe the fast, possibly, but they do it. And if you try to make them break the fast, you'll say, no, I'm not going to break the fast. Even though there's a valid excuse, a valid permission. But because their conviction and their strength and their intention is strong and firm, so the fast is giving them that teaching, that training, that no, I'm going to complete the day, no matter what, alhamdulillah, and they complete the day, they complete the fast. They don't break the fast. And this is what we call strong intention, strong plan, aim, a strong aim, a strong target. And this is the practice of Ramadan, of fast. Even children keep a fast like this. They're children, but their firm plan and intention and their target becomes so strong with the barakah of the fasting of Ramadan that they complete the fast. They keep the fast, they observe it. They go through the day and they complete it fully. They don't break the fast. Even if they're feeling down, they'll say, no, I want to observe the fast. I want to complete the fast. Subhanallah. So this intention is such a fantastic resource for a human being. And if a person grabs hold of this resource that Allah Ta'ala has given, when Allah Ta'ala gives somebody the tawfiq to do something, to do a good deed, a good amal, or if a person, he sets forth on a good journey, with a good plan, with good intention, then Allah Ta'ala says that a person then should strengthen that, solidify that, be strong on that, and don't wilt, don't shake. This is the lesson that we're being given about taqwa. Without this, we cannot become a muttaqi. Muttaqi is he who, he sticks to his plan and his intention, and he doesn't break it. Allah's put barakah in planning, in an intention. When a person plans for something good, intention, and he cannot complete that, he cannot complete that task that he intended to. For example, a person intends that I want to memorize the Quran. Even if his age is older, I have seen those people, they complete the hifz. If they have the greatness inside and they have solid plan and intention, they complete the hifz. They memorize the Quran. And with this strong intention, if they start and they don't get the opportunity to complete that mission, that plan, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give them the thawab of hifz. Due to what barakah? Due to that solid plan. Due to the strength of their plan. For example, you've made an intention that I will pray tahajjud in the morning. You should do this. Shaitan immediately, see, he doesn't let the intention come forth. Shaitan's trick, we need to understand it. Shaitan's cunning ploy. The first thing he'll say to us is, oh, you can't wake up, what's the point of setting the alarm? No, you can't do this action. You won't be able to do this. You're not capable of doing this. It's too difficult for you. To break this, you say, I'm going to do this. I'm going to do this. And take the assistance of your firm intention. What's the benefit? I'm going to break the hajjud. I've made the intention. I've made a plan and set the alarm. The alarm clock. Set the alarm clock. You go to sleep. Eyes didn't open. Didn't wake up. Bit of laziness, negligence. You couldn't get up. Couldn't wake up. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, based on the barakah, blessings of your intention, you didn't wake up. You couldn't praise the hajjud. But you get the full thawab of the hajjud for the intention. So Allah ta'ala loves the firm intention, solid intention, strength of conviction in what he wants to do. Allah Ta'ala then delivers that person to successfully implement that intention. For example, you intend to fast, heat came and hunger came and thirst came during the fasting day. But your strength of intention, it allowed you to endure during that day. Tattaqoon, the first lesson to become a muttaqi is, Allah says, if you want to become a muttaqi, then you need to be strong in your intention. Firm, robust. And if I give you tawfiq, you will get to that destination. So a great message to the human being, Allah Ta'ala says that, look at the, in doing this training period of Ramadan, I've given you the tawfiq to practice as well. Lengthy salah you prayed, and you recited the Quran, you did dhikr, adhkar, recitation, khairat, charity was given, good deeds with your with your hands. And Allah Ta'ala said that I put this into your mind. So now when Ramadan completes, then what we need to do, Allah Ta'ala says, you need to continue with firmness and strength, robustly. When we come out of this camp, this where we have been taught the good things of the one, for example, person, he will say that I will remember this target and plan I had during Ramadan, will continue this, the good actions, good intentions, and I'll do good things of Ramadan. And in between, some obstacles will come, but you've made the intention. That's it, alhamdulillah, Allah Ta'ala's assistance and plan will come, and help will come. The good deeds, we don't implement them because we don't intend to do them. We don't make a proper intention. The first step, oh, don't you do, no, it's too hard. Oh, I can't do this. It's so difficult. But Allah Ta'ala says, how can it be such a hard action? 23 hours, and or the number of hours we fasted, we're working, hunger, thirst, we've endured, tolerated everything. We've stayed awake in the night, and we've done some ibadah. Allah has given us that ability. What is it that we've done? It was in firm intention, solid intention and plan that we had. And the reward for this is so great that a person becomes a muttaqi. Allah said in the Quran,
الله تخافوا ولا تحزنوا وأبشروا من جنة بالجنة التي كنتم توعدون.
Allah Ta'ala states, those people, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ قَالُوا, those people who said, رَبُّنَ اللَّهِ ثُمَّ اسْتَقَامُوا. Subhanallah. رَبُّنَ اللَّهِ, our sustainer is God. Whatever Allah gave them, amal and iman and good deeds. They said, ثُمَّ اسْتَقَامُوا. They said, رَبُّنَ اللَّهِ ثُمَّ اسْتَقَامُوا. Those people steadfastly pursued the right way. You should set to make a schedule, make a program. You don't have to do massive tasks. No, just say that I don't pray. Make intention. I'm going to pray after Ramadan. I'm going to pray 5 times salah in Jama'ah. Definitely. The person who during Ramadan, and he wasn't praying salah before Ramadan, Allah gave him salah during Ramadan. He was bestowed that ni'mah. Then he makes the intention, I'm definitely going to pray salah 5 times. The person who is already praying salah, then he should make the next step. Intention, Allah, I was praying salah, but now I'm going to pray salah with jama'ah, congregation. There are 2 types of congregation. One is that Allah Ta'ala takes us towards the masjid. That's the first condition, that everyone has to go on this step. Otherwise there's punishment. But today, in the state of affairs, Allah Ta'ala has sealed the masjids, closed the masjids. Allah Ta'ala has closed the masjids. So what do we do now? So now we have to do jama'ah in home, in congregation. So we have to do jama'ah at home as well. And put somebody forward as the imam. And don't pray salah without jama'ah, congregation. You'll get the full thawab of jama'ah if you pray at home in congregation. Don't be lazy. Put your wife behind. And if there's nobody else, say to your wife, you stand behind. And who doesn't know 2 surahs of the Quran? Surah Kawthar, Inna Atainaka al-Kawthar, and Kullu Wallahu Ahad, Surah Ikhlas. And then you'll get the desire that when you start to become imam, inshallah, then you'll memorize some more surahs of the Quran. You'll memorize a bit more of the Quran. So make a solid intention that we are going to pray salah in jama'ah. When the good times come back, then we'll go to the masjid. And until the good times don't come back, then at home, we will not pray salah without congregation, jama'ah. Obviously, what do you need? You need 2 people minimum. And also should be adhan and istiqamat. And subhanAllah, then go to the side and give adhan. Call to the prayer. Yes, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Just give adhan like that. If you don't feel too confident, then give iqama yourself. And then put your wife behind you if there's no one else, or other friends, sister, or anybody who else is at home, any young child, put them behind you. And what do? The whole Ramadan has passed and we think that, oh, there's no masjid and we don't have to pray in jama'ah. What a foolishness, stupidness, stupidity. If we don't go to the masjid, then the thawab of the masjid, at least you get that home in the jama'ah. If you pray salah in jama'ah, okay, there's an excuse, Allah has closed the masjid, then there's only one other way. That if you don't go to the masjid, the thawab hasn't ended, but the thawab for jama'ah is present. But if there's an excuse like the masjids are closed and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's rahmah, He has not removed it, He will give us the thawab of going to the masjid and jama'ah congregation. And jama'ah thawab is 27 times extra thawab. So when you pray at home, you don't go to the masjid. How many people have carried out act of foolishness and wasted time? But alhamdulillah, Allah Ta'ala has given us another fasa from today. Make intention when you pray maghrib, then you should have somebody behind you and you should lead the salah. Somebody give adhan, whatever verse you know of the Quran, recite that. Yes, from this, the women will get the thawab for jama'ah. You'll get the thawab as well. And then in Ramadan, you'll get 27 times extra thawab for praying salah and jama'ah. And then multiply by the extra rule of Ramadan. So Allah Ta'ala is saying, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ قَالُوا رَبُّنَ اللَّهِ. When a person makes an intention, then become steadfast. Allah Ta'ala says, steadfast, consistent. Make your intentions consistent. You make a plan, you're going to pray salah. Then after that, I'm going to recite this much of the Quran daily, this much of a para. Oh, I'll recite half a page or one page. I'll start from here. One page a day. Make this program schedule, daily schedule. And you make an intention now, good intention. Inshallah, this will take you very far. So what's the intention you're making? The 5 times salah I'm going to pray in jama'ah congregation. Okay, second action, I'm going to read Quran. Not all the whole Quran every day, but I'll read 2 pages. That's it. So you've read the Quran. Yes, so that's your intention. Firm plan. After that, we'll do dhikr. Allah Ta'ala, for example, if you got friendship with a friend of Allah, a good person, according to his instruction, learn dhikr and make that firm plan. Intention, I'm going to do dhikr. That's it. That's the deen. Salah, you've made the intention. Quran, you've made the intention. Allah Ta'ala's dhikr, you've made the intention. And you've made the plan. And then Allah Ta'ala will increase that plan like a plant, a flower that grows. And you'll see where you'll get the root. Allah Ta'ala stated in the Quran. The person, how he will get the reward from this. So this is what we need to start. We need to put the brick down, the foundation, that until we die, this will make us a muttaqi, inshaAllah. Ramadan is teaching us this. So make the intention in the morning at Fajr time, at the pre-dawn meal, suhoor time, and by the evening become a muttaqi, because we have adopted istiqamat. We have brought istiqamat into our life. And the second thing we need to make intention is that we're not going to commit sins. Suddenly, you can't take hold of all those sins, but just take hold of one sin and write it down that, okay, today I'm not going to lie. Yes, make a solid intention. I'm not going to lie today. Because lying is the root cause of all evil. Make a solid intention plan that in the morning, you get up in the morning, you make the intention, firm plan. That's it, just make the plan. Shaitan will say to you, you'll have to lie. You know you're going to lie. I'm going to make a mistake. You know that. But Allah is Kareem, merciful. We are promising to Allah. We are making that firm target. Allah will put strength into your intention. If you fail, the next day you can continue. But you've made that intention. You're not going to lie. And see how the lying disappears. Then take another sin. Make an intention that I'm not going to do this wrong. So both balances, checks and balances will run. One is the order to do, you are fulfilling them. One is the order not to do, refrain from. You're also running in parallel with that. Then Allah Ta'ala's promises will come to our aid.
إِنَّ الَّذِينَ قَالُوا رَبُّنَا اللَّهُ ثُمَّ اسْتَقَامُوا تَتَنَزَّلُ عَلَيْهِمُ الْمَلَائِكَةُ أَلَّا تَخَافُوا وَلَا تَحْزَنُوا.
From a small intention, what a great reward Allah Ta'ala is giving. Allah says, you will do this. Subhanallah. If you make an intention, a good intention, and then Allah Ta'ala says, I will inject the strength into that plan of yours. I will strengthen your plan, your intention. I will assist you. Allah said that you had a broken heart, a weak heart, you had an intention, and you felt and you knew that it was difficult for you to succeed in this plan, for you to get up for tahajjud, it was hard for you, it was difficult for you to pray salah and jama'ah, but you made the intention to do the good thing. Allah Ta'ala says that due to your intention, Allah says, I value your intention, I appreciate your intention, I will give you steadfastness, I will give you consistency, I will strengthen your plan. When you come onto that path, Allah Ta'ala said, I will increase that, subhanallah. I will increase that so much due to intention, due to this one action that you made intention to pray tahajjud, increasing, I will make you a regular tahajjud worshipper. You had intention to pray in jama'ah, I will increase this, I will make you a person who will love the masjid, the house of Allah. Your heart would not feel like going anywhere apart from the masjid. You intended, I will not lie, you intended that you increase that, and you intend to do good, I will increase, I will give that maqam station, that people will remember you as an honest person. The intention is a very great thing indeed, a great thing. And Allah Ta'ala increases that in the world, solidifies it, makes it strong, and gives you the heights. You make intention that from today I'm not going to backbite. Allah Ta'ala states that due to this intention of yours, my help will come, my assistance will come. From such a place I will take you out of difficulty, because you have made the intention to leave the sin. Don't fear, because shaitan, he makes us scared of making intention. Yes, just start doing the amal from intention. Allah says, I will assist you. And then that the reward for your intention, then you'll become a muttaqi with this intention. Look at the reward, I'll give you such a reward, subhanallah. تَنَزَّلُ عَلَيْهِمُ الْمَلَائِكَةُ When in this way, ثُمَّ اسْتَقَامُوا تَتَنَزَّلُ عَلَيْهِمُ الْمَلَائِكَةُ سبحان الله
ثُمَّ اسْتَقَامُوا تَتَنَزَّلُ عَلَيْهِمُ الْمَلَائِكَةُ الله تخافوا ولا تحزنوا وأبشروا بالجنة التي كنتم توعدون.
Allah Ta'ala says that when you live your life with good intentions, when you will come to me, Allah Ta'ala says, when that you will return to me, subhanallah, then I will show you the fruits of this at that time. What will be the fruits, the rewards? تَتَنَزَّلُ عَلَيْهِمُ الْمَلَائِكَةُ Allah says that same individual, person who was afraid of making good intention, and he made intention, and upon making intention, Allah made him steadfast, and after becoming steadfast, then the time for his reward comes. Allah says, when you return to me, when you come back to me, then you will see the reward for this at that time. There will be three parts. First part will be the time of death, when you will see the reward. Severe time, difficult time, it will be the time when your soul will be removed from your body. The most severe time is maut, at the time of death. The second part, phase, will be when you will arrive into your grave. Severe time, difficult time, very severe time, challenging time after death. A person, if he starts to think about the grave, then he cannot sleep all night long. And the third phase, the third part, will be after coming out of the grave. These are three phases, brothers, that are coming. We're sitting, enjoying ourselves, enjoying our lives, running around, no worries, nothing. But these three difficult, severe phases will come. They are promised to us. They will come very soon. They could come today. They could come tomorrow. And we are afraid of death. Oh, Corona. Oh, this, he's dying. That this plane accident that occurred today in Pakistan. Did they have corona? Tell me. They weren't even in the plane. The poor souls, they were sleeping in their homes. But Allah Ta'ala's decision, the plane took off, people sat in the plane, it flew, and it fell on top of them. Death is like this. There are three times that will come to us, destined for us. What are the three times? The time for death, and to go into the grave, and to wake up from the grave. These are three guaranteed phases that will come. And brothers, more severe than these three phases, there cannot be anything more severe than these three times, periods that will come to us in our lives after death. And Allah Ta'ala has mentioned us about this in the Quran, and reminded us, warned us. The Prophet ﷺ have warned us. They haven't warned us about anything more than this. The severity of death. the challenge in the grave, and the challenges on the day of resurrection, how we will wake up from the graves, and that severe scene that will take place, that when people come up from their graves, Allah Ta'ala said, ثُمَّ اسْتَقَامُوا. But due to your firm intention, that will benefit you when you are afraid of making an intention. No, no, no. Oh, I'll pray sometime. No, make an intention. I will pray. I will pray. I will leave this sin. I will take this thing out of the house. Expel this thing out of the house. Make intention, firm intention. And then you will become firm and in your practice. Allah Ta'ala said that when, Allah says that when the time for your death will come, when you'll be dying and your soul will be extracted, تَتَنَزَّلُ عَلَيْهِمُ الْمَلَائِكَةُ. Subhanallah. At that time Allah Ta'ala says, what will happen? Allahu Akbar, Allah is greatest. That in front of you, angels will descend, angels will be sent to you, the jama'ah, the group of angels will come to you, you'll be surprised. Angels such, they will come to you to give you ease, comfort, they will comfort you. These angels will give you comfort, and they will give you, they will reassure you, they'll say, don't be afraid, don't be scared, there's nothing to be afraid of, why are you afraid now? Allah Ta'ala has removed all of your worries, all of your anxieties, all of your grief. Grieve not, fear not, everything's removed from you, and in front of you there's paradise for you, and we have come here to you with your coffin, and you'll be wrapped in the garment when you die, and the person who'll be enjoying that time and be at ease, they will wrap him in that cloth, the coffin, and they will take him to paradise. This is the time of death for that good person. How did he attain this? The intention gave him this. Subhanallah. The intention took him to that good point, the good death. And the second phase, the severe phase, when going into the grave, the questioning in the grave, the reckoning in the grave. And that's why people, are they afraid of death for this reason? But the preparation, if you've made it for your grave with your intention, and you are solid in your intention, firm in your intention, Ramadan is teaching us this, that when with this intention, you get up in the morning, pre-dawn meal, suhoor time, and you spend the day with hunger, with thirst, you intended to fast, and you persevered, and you endured, and you took the hardship, and you swallowed it, until the evening when you break the fast. In the same way, Allah Ta'ala says, in the same way, when you make an intention, a good intention, all the difficulties and the problems, they will save you from that difficulty after death. Doesn't matter how many barriers come in your life, how many obstacles come to take away deeds from you, but Alhamdulillah says, I keep those deeds ongoing, steadfast, just like keep your fast through the day ongoing, and I save you from lying in the fast and sins during the fast, and I protect your eyesight, and I put strength into your fast. In the same way, the human being in his life, when he does a good deed, he intends to do a good deed, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in the same way, in the same fashion, Allah Ta'ala delivers that person to his destination. Just like Ramadan, the fast has saved us. The whole fast, you've kept the fast, subhanAllah. In the same way, when a human being makes a good intention, firm intention, then whole life long, which is a temporary life, a short life, Allah Ta'ala takes that person to death. And after death, just like after breaking the fast, you get the rewards in front of you. In front of you, you have the dastarkhan, the food mat, dishes, delicacies, and you eat and you drink the cool water. In the same way, Allah says, when you have a firm intention, solid intention, when the mu'min departs this world and he persevered through the difficulties and problems and issues and big barriers that come in our life, they take us towards sins. No, we have to live in the dunya. How will I observe this? Or don't do parda here. People are swearing at you and mocking you, jesting your children from top to toe, people outside, your relatives, and the person when he does a good deed, everyone picks up the sticks. Oh, the barriers. No, I have no link with you. Leave him. Oh, he's fundamentalist, backward. We're not going to give him no rishta. We don't know the marriage invitation to that person. Allah says, just like during the fasting, when those moments came and you were extremely thirsty, extremely hungry, but Allah Ta'ala, He saved you. Allah, your Lord, He saved you. You had the intention, He strengthened your intention, and that intention inside you, it took you to the completion of that fast and you persevered. Allah says, Allah teaches, oh my brothers, listen carefully. One point, listen carefully. Keeping the fast is long, but the life is shorter than this. The life, keeping a fast is long. It's a long thing. Its time is long. But the life, our life is very short compared to this. If you can keep the fast this many hours you have persevered, endured, then living the life to make the intention, it's very short in comparison. The life is very short indeed, the time of the life, very short and concise. Think about it, how Ramadan is passed quickly. Can you remember the first days of Ramadan? Don't even remember the times of Ramadan. All gone, evaporated, gone, disappeared. So, this is a great daras, a great lesson. A muttaqi cannot become a muttaqi without this. The time of death, person will die. And then due to thumma istaqamu, steadfastness, you affirm in your intention. You established intention. Allah says, I will establish your intention. It's me who does this, not your achievement. It's Allah who's made you achieve. You made the intention. Allah establishes the success. You made the intention. Allah said, I strengthen your intention. All you did is, you have to make an intention. I'm going to pray salam. I'm going to pray salah in jama'ah. Congregation. That's it. But we're scared of making intention. Allah said, the second time in the grave, when you arrive into the grave, so first at the time of death, second time in the grave, no grief, no fear. And you will be thinking, grave, the ditch, darkness, scorpions, snakes, and spiders, and soil and dirt on top of me. But that is the grave you'll be in. But your grave will become the portion of paradise. There will be the rugs of paradise, the carpets of paradise, the lush rugs, and there'll be the light from paradise. Subhanallah, such a great mattress, such a great bed. Angels will come and say, salam, salam, welcome. In some hadith it's stated, when it will be asked in the grave, that tell me who is your prophet. And the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the Sarkar of Medina, the master of Medina, the master of the two worlds, subhanallah, his blessed face will be presented to that person. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina wa Mawlana Muhammad. Subhanallah, this is the test of the intention. What the enjoyment will be in that grave. Subhanallah, you'll be set there. The Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, who is our ideal of life, his love, his durood, we recited. We wanted to see him in dreams. We asked Allah in du'as to see him in a dream. We recited in the sheets for him, for his blessed face. We were thinking and thinking. We spent our life thinking about him. And we were thinking about his blessed hair. We thought about his blessed face. We thought about his blessed statements, his blessed utterances. We thought about the glow and shine on his blessed face. On his every footstep we used to memorize him. What a great time it will be. His blessed face will be in front of us. We'll see. Subhanallah, Allahu Akbar. Imagine the questions will make the, put forward the question and his blessed face will come in front of us. The generous prophet, the merciful prophet, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, subhanallah, Allah's Nabi, he fulfilled his promise that in the dunya, you implemented my sunnahs, you adopted my sunnahs, you practiced my sunnahs, you valued my sunnahs in the world, in your life, and you endured, and you said, I will definitely practice the sunnah, and in the world, you established the imamah, such places, you wore the imamah, you revived the imamah that a person cannot imagine. So your Nabi today, how can he forget you today in the grave? Allahumma tell me, how can he forget you? Those people of the imamah, your Nabi today in the grave, how can he forget you? Oh people who kept the beards, your Nabi today in the grave, how can he forget you? Oh in the dunya, you endured the difficulties, you took the swears and the mocking due to the parda, the hijab, and you took the punishments of the world. In every maqam, people tried to make you fail, and they push you around, shove you around. Subhanallah, due to your intention and your steadfastness, you fulfilled your promise. Just like the fasting person, he completes the fast till the evening. Oh my people who wore the imamah, oh my sister, oh the women who observed the parda, oh brothers and sisters who followed the deen, may I be sacrificed for your practice. Your ajr is great, so great. In that dark night of the grave, it is a difficult place, such a difficult place, will become a rahmah, mercy for you, that the master of Medina will be in front of you. Subhanallah, glory be to Allah, and you'll be rejoicing, and the questions will be asked to you, and you'll rejoice and answer from your blessed tongue. That the durood will come to your tongue, that after dhikr you recited durood every time. Subhanallah, that durood will come. Allah's Nabi will say, oh my follower, how can I forget you today? There in the world, you persevered through the difficulties, you took the swearing due to my difficulties of the sunnah. Today your Rabb, from him I have come as reward for you. Today see, look at me, I am the Habib of Allah, and I've come, and I love you, I'm your Nabi, I've come to you to save you, to assist you. Take hold of my finger and my hand, and I will take you in one day into paradise. I will give you the water from my hold and my pond. I will introduce you. I will praise you to the people of paradise that he is my follower, that he today has succeeded. He has come from the world successful. He intended to wear the imam at turban. No force of the world, no country, no hemisphere could stop him. He went into jail and he took hold of the difficulties. People mocked him, joked at him. Subhanallah, make me sacrifice that sunnah. He embraced it and he never left the sunnah. Subhanallah, subhanallah. Oh, oh, my brothers. This is the lesson of Ramadan, my friends. Subhanallah. O believing men, O believing women, Allah Ta'ala said, I made fasting fard for you, and it's not a burden for you. It is not excess for you. It is not oppression to you. I don't want to keep you hungry, says Allah. I don't want to keep you thirsty. I don't want to make you fast and toil and struggle in the heat. It's your Rabb, your Lord, who loves you so much. I love you so much. I want you to practice something good. And the consequence of this, you will see the consequence of this at death and in your grave and on the plane of resurrection, you will see this. Subhanallah. So all of this is intention for what, my friends? For what? One intention. With this intention, Allah Ta'ala has invited us to make intention throughout the whole of Ramadan. Make intention. Good intention to improve your life. Ramadan is departing, my brothers. Ramadan is passing. Little bit of time left. So what we need to do is that after Ramadan, all the things Allah Ta'ala has taught us during Ramadan, brought into our lives, and we need to make a good plan, make a good intention, establish those intentions. Don't be afraid of dunya. Just like we stayed hungry and thirsty, we weren't afraid during Ramadan. We completed the fast in the same way. We need to complete our lives through the difficulties. Don't worry about jests and jokes and mockery and difficult conditions. If the tariqah of the Prophet ﷺ has come towards us, then grab hold of it, be steadfast, rock solid. And may Allah Ta'ala give me and you all the ability, the capability to practice and to become successful. Ameen. Wa akhru da'wana and alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.
اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد النبي الأمي وزوجه محمد المؤمنين وزوجاته وأهل بيته كما صليت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد وسلم تسليما دائما أبدا كثيرا كثيرا اللهم اغفر لنا ذنوبنا وظلمنا وغزلنا وجدنا وخطأنا وعمدنا كل ذلك عندنا اللهم إنك عفو تحب العفونا اللهم إنك عفو تحب العفونا اللهم إنك عفو تحب العفونا لا إله إلا الله نستغفر الله ونسألك الجنة ونعوذ بك من النار يا أيها يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث يا من الله يا الله يا الله يا الله يا الله ربنا كرم فرما رحم فرما يا الله ہم سب کو معاف فرما دے ہم سب کی بخشش فرما دے یا اللہ ہمارے سارے گناہوں کو معاف فرما دے یا اللہ تو ہم سے راضی ہو جا اے میرے مولا تو ہم سے راضی ہو جا یا اللہ ہمارے روزوں سے راضی ہو جا ہماری عبادات سے راضی ہو جا میرے مولا ہماری تلاوت قرآن سے راضی ہو جا یا اللہ ہمارے قیام اور صیام سے راضی ہو جا اے میرے مولا تو اپنا فضل فرمائے گا کرم فرمائے گا تو میرے مولا تب یہ کام بنے گا میرے مولا ورنہ ہماری عبادات سب بیکار ہو جائیں گی یا اللہ تو راضی ہو گیا تو پھر ہمیں رمضان کا فائدہ یا اللہ تو راضی ہو گیا تو ہمیں روزے کا فائدہ یا اللہ تو راضی ہو گیا تو ہمیں سجود کا فائدہ ہے میرے مولا ان ٹوٹی پوٹی عبادت سے تو اعلان فرما دے کہ میں تمام بندوں سے راضی ہو گیا جنہوں نے میری خاطر بھوک پیاس برداشت کی جنہوں نے میری خاطر راتوں کو جاگے میرے مولا تو اعلان فرما دے اپنا کرم فرما دے میرے مولا
یا اللہ ہم اپنے اعمالوں کو نہیں دیکھ رہے تیرے فضل و تیرے کرم کو دیکھ رہے ہیں میرے مولا، ہم تو سیاہکار ہیں گناہگار ہیں میرے مولا، یا اللہ تو ہماری حاجات کو ہماری پریشانی سے ہم سے زیادہ جانتے ہیں میرے مولا، تو اپنے فضل و کرم سے ہماری تمام پریشانیوں کو مصیبتوں کو ہر چیز کو ختم فرما دے میرے مولا، ہمارے گھروں میں سکون عطا فرما، بیماریوں کو نکال دے یا اللہ، تنگ دستیوں کو نکال دے یا اللہ، خلاصتوں کو نکال دے یا اللہ، بے عملیوں کو نکال دے یا اللہ، غیر سنت کے عمائل کو نکال دے یا کریم، تو اپنا فضل فرما دے، ہم تو ماحول بنا دے میرا، ہمارے بچوں کو یا اللہ صحت عافیت نصیب فرما، یا اللہ یا اللہ، تو ہمیں سے ہمیں یا اللہ جن بیماروں میں دعاؤں کے لیے کہ ان کی شفا کاملہ آج نصیب فرما، یا اللہ ہمارے بیماروں گھروں سے بیماریوں کو نکال دے میرے مولا، ہمارے بیماروں کو شفا نصیب فرما، ہمارے بیماروں کو شفا نصیب فرما، ہمارے بیماروں کو شفا نصیب فرما، یا اللہ اپنے حبیب حبیب رؤوف الرحیم کے صدقے سے میرے مولا ہماری تمام دعاؤں کو قبول فرما، صلی اللہ تعالیٰ علی خیر خلق ہی نور عرش ہی زینت فرش ہی والی صحابی اجمعین برحمتک یا ارحم الراحمین، آمین.